Okay, today's daf is Baba Kama, daf Pei Gimel. It is the last daf here in Perek Meruba as we go from the 7th Perek to the 8th Perek. And just scheduling note, I'll be traveling this week, so the next daf from the new cycle will be a week from today. Be'ez Hashem, next Monday. And Be'ez Hashem, up until then, we'll put up from this the beginning of Perek HaChovel here from the last cycle. Again, another jam-packed Perek. Baba Kama is every day is a whole world, is a new world. And Be'ez Hashem, we will continue that, but we'll be back in Eretz Yisrael and pick up in a week. But right now, we are doing Pei Gimel, Pei Beis, Amud Beis, by the two dots, by the last skinny line. So if you remember, we are talking about all of the Gzeros and Takanos, all the Takanos of Yehoshua and the Takanos of Moshe Rabbeinu, the Gzeros we had Yehoshua, Moshe, and of Ezra. What everyone did, that's what we had on yesterday's daf. We had Asara Takanos, Tiken Ezra, the 10 Takanos that Ezra was Mesakein. And that's what we have been talking about. But now we go back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah had said in the beginning of our discussion here on Daf Ayin Tes Amud Beis that one is not allowed to raise pigs. Ein Megavan Chazirin B'chol Makom. One is not allowed to raise pigs, says the Gemara. Ein Megavan Chazirin B'chol Makom. So even before we get into the story of the pig, the Rishonim here asked the question on the din of the Mishnah, why did you need a separate din, a separate takana, Gzeira of not raising pigs? We know there's a general din of the Mishnah Masechta Shviyos, where the Mishnah says one is not allowed to do business with any non-kosher animals. So what's so unique and special about pigs? Ask Tosfos in the Dibur Mascha Lo Yigadol V'im Tomar typically to Asher Lasa Schara B'chol Dvarim Tameim. All non, one's not supposed to do business with any non-kosher animals. Kitetzad b'besecha shvius in osin schora b'nevelus v'treifos. And the where Pesachim talks about if you happen to get some because you were catching kosher animals and you happen to catch non-kosher animals, nizdamnu is okay, but lachanchila no. So what's the special did here about pigs? So says Rabbeinu Tam, but here is Rabbeinu Tam in Tosfos, dahainu dafka b'davar ha'omei la'achila. The Mishnah in Shviyas is something that's usually omeh to eat, so you're not allowed to be involved in non-kosher animals that are usually eaten. Aval amagavlin l'mshach oros b'shumnan, o l'mochron l'Yisrael she yimashech bahen shari. But if it's a non-food item, if it's used for some other purpose, so then just based on the Mishnah, in Shviyas we would have said it's mutter, if it's not usually used for food. And therefore pigs, you would have thought, even if you're not selling them, you're not dealing with them for food, but you're dealing with them for other purposes, so then it would be mutter. According to the Mishnah Shviyas, comes along the Rabbanan and say no. A magavlin chazirin b'chol makom, even for other purposes, one is not allowed to raise pigs. The Rashba asks the same question, and the Rashba says, well, maybe there's a difference if you just got them b'Yerusha. Right, you get the hacha. I feel it is damnulo o nafulo biyerusha kamar dosel gadlam. Right, you didn't do anything wrong. You just happened to get a biyerusha. You got it as a matana from someone. So that also is a problem. One is not allowed to have them there. That's the extra added din of chazirim of pigs. Okay, Tana Rabbanan says the Gemara. We have this also on the last daf in Masechta Sota. The same story. Tana Rabbanan kishar saro beis chashbonai zelzeh. When there was an inner fight amongst the families of the chashbonaim, right after we know the chashbonaim, the story of Hanukkah, the chashbonaim were able to overpower the yevanim, and we took back the malchus, as the Rambam discusses in the beginning of Hanukkah, and the Ramban discusses in Parshas Vayechi. The Ramban is not such a great fan, if you remember, at the end of the story. Because the Chashmonaim, who were Kohanim, should not have taken the Malchus. They should have won the war and then passed it over to someone to be the Melech. The Ramban says, ironically, and only the Ramban can say such a thing, that is why eventually the whole Malchus-based Chashmonaim did not last. But it was wiped out. The Gemara of Baba Basra, the beginning of Baba Basra, says there was a girl that went up on the roof and said, if anybody ever says they're from the Chashmonaim, they're lying, because I'm the last one. And she jumps off and she kills herself. That was the end of the Hasmonean dynasty. So during that time, on the way down, there were two brothers at one point that were vying for the Malchus. Their mother had been the queen, and now the brothers, there was an inner fight amongst the Chashmonaim. One was inside of Yerushalayim, and one was outside of Yerushalayim. So, with that background, so one of the brothers, Hyrcanus, was inside, and Hystorobilus was outside. The Rabbi Akiva Eiger quotes that maybe there was an opposite gersa. Okay, either way. And what happens? Ubecholzos and Istarublus was on the side of the Romans, right? This was a couple hundred years later after the Chashbonoim fought with the Greeks. So then the Romans took over. So what happened? The Romans, so they were on the outside together with our gersa is Aristobulus. Ubecholyom hayim b'shashalom gukupa dinarin. But every day, the inside people used to send down a whole bag of money, but your man lamb to be them, so they used to give him at least an animal for the carbon tumen. Right, the carbon tumen at least was the only carbon that was able to continue, right, the most basic defining carbon. We know that was one of the five tragedies that occurred. The Mishnah says in Maseches Tainus, Ashvasa Matamus, Hayisham Zakin Echad, Shayamakir Bechachmas Yavanis. There was one Zakin that knew Chachmas Yavanis. What exactly is Chachmas Yavanis? That is not so clear in the Gemara. Rashi in Maseches Sota says that Chachmas Yavanis is a type of language that not everybody understands, right? Only certain of the special, let me just read you the Lashon of Chachmas Yavanis. Lashon Chachma, Shemedabrim Bo B'nei Platin, Ve'ein Shar Ha'am Makirin Bo. Special type of language, says Rashi. And the Rambam also, there in the Pirush Mishnayos, seems to say something similar to Rashi. Rashi said, the Rambam says there, Chachmas Yavanis, just find the Lashon, the Rambam says, Shehi Machnis Yavanis, Shalom Chachmas Yavanis, Lefisha Yamachnis Es Haramazim Shebedibur, V'chein Devarim She'inam Kipshutam, Eloyishlam Inyan Nistar Chachma. Some type of wisdom that not everybody understood, secret types of wisdom. If you look at the Meiri, here assumes it's more related to philosophy. Seems like not just the Dafka language, but something related to Greek philosophy. That's the Meiri right here. Mikol makom chachma shalahem asur lolamda, bebedei shemosheches libo shel adam, vehoreses harbe mipinos hadas. Something that is very antithetical to Torah values. That's what it was. The Chachmas Yavanis. But either way, it was some type of wisdom that led to this Zakein being connected to the other nations. So what happens? Sheimakar b'Chachmas Yavanis v'Amar Lahem, and he says to them, "Kolzbad sha'uskin ba'avoda." It doesn't say specifically in the Gemara what's the connection between knowing this secret about the Jews and the Chachmas Yavanis. Okay, but either way, Amar Lahem, Kolzman sha'uskin ba'avoda einim sar b'yedchem. As long as they're doing the avoda, they're doing the karmat tamid, they will have a certain power against you. But so, if you don't give him the sheep, if you don't give him the animal for the karmat tamid, so that way you will be able to be victorious, right? That's how we have this zakin, have the connection to the outsiders with his knowledge of Chachmas Yavanis, and not a certain type of language of secrets. So the Machar, so the next day, they followed his advice. Shil Shilu Dinar Bakupa Vehalu Lem Chazir. They sent up a pig, right, instead of the Karbet Tamid. Kivishigi Alachati Achoma. Once the pig got up half the way up the wall, Naat Siparna Vachoma. The pig stopped, it grabbed, it dug its legs into the wall of Yerushalayim. It is Daza Eretz Yisrael Arba Meos Parsa Al Arba Meos Parsa. The whole, it was an earthquake. It was such devastation that there was not going to be a carbon tumid, right? Maybe this was the story that actually happened on that day, that it stopped. They weren't able to do it anymore. But Osisha Amru, and at that moment they said, Aru Ha'ish Shigada Chazirim. Because of this, they said, Aru, for the person, why is there a Chazir around? So there shouldn't be any Chazirim. V'Aru Ha'adam Shiyamanis Beno Chachmas Yavanis. V'Al Osish, and that's a person, because he was able to communicate, because of his knowledge of Chachmas Yavanis, so that is why Libra goes there on that too. That's when it says elsewhere that they had to bring the carbon to Omer from very far away because it was difficult times and they couldn't find it anywhere closer. Good. Why did the whole Eretz Yisrael shake? Right, it was just the pig dug his nails in. The whole Eretz Yisrael shook, says the Iyun Yaakov here in the Ein Yaakov. Says the Ein Yaakov, Ki Yerushalayim hi be'emsa shel Eretz Yisrael, Dugmas ha-tabur she-baguf. Right, the Yerushalayim is in the middle like the belly button. So if somebody gets punched in the stomach, their whole body is affected. So if Yerushalayim is affected, if the Beis HaMikdash is affected, the whole body shakes. Parsa. That's the Iyun Yaakov. You could say also it's the spiritual center, not just the physical center, but this is it, and that is why everything shook. Tosas also points out from the Gemara at the end of Maseches Sota that really there were different stages of the Gzera, right? They made this Gzera of Usur, Yomad Ezbro, Chachmas Yevanis, but the Gzera really wasn't Miskabel until hundreds of years later in the days of Titus, right? That's what the Mishnah of the Gemara says at the end of Maseches Sota. Titus was much later, right? Titus was Rome after by the Churban Beis HaMikdash, right? With the Vespasian, right? That's what Tosfos says towards the bottom, that Vetitus Ayyubash Asachurban, Machel Bit Chashmarai Kadmai Tuva, Vishlar Debeikar Gazru, Velo Kiblu Minayu, right? It was only accepted, and became prevalent later. Good. Says the Gemara last line. The Chachmas Yevanis Miasira. Is Chachmas Yevanis really Asur by the time of Rebbe? For sure. V'atanya Amar Rebbe, Be'eretz Yisrael, Rebbe says, in Eretz Yisrael, Lashon Sursi Lama. Why are you speaking Lashon Sursi? What's Lashon Sursi? We'll see it in a second. Oh, Lashon HaKodesh, or Lashon Yevanis. Rebbe says, what do you speak of Lashon Sursi for? What is Sursi? Tosfos quotes Rashi in Maseches Sota, and he says himself, Sursi is a type of Aramit, a type of Aramaic. Kedamar, as it says in the Medrash, Tosfos quotes the Bereishis Rabbah, Al Yi Lashon Sursi Kal Be'enecha, Shevet Torah B'Neviyim Muksuvim Chalak La'Kasav Kavod. Right, we know there is Aramaic even in the Torah. Right, Torah, you have Yigar Sadusa, right, in Daniel, you have a lot, right, of Aramaic. But again, you have it, so that's the Medrash. But that's Lashon Sursi. But Rebbe says, why? Just either speak Lashon HaKodesh or Lashon Yevanis. Or a Greek, Amar Rabbi Yossi, Bavel, Lashon Arami Lama, O Lashon HaKodesh, O Lashon Parsi. But you see, Lashon Sursi was used. So what do you mean that they will go there against Chachmas Yevanis? So answers the Gemara, Amri, Lashon Yevani Lachur, V'Chachmas Yevanis Lachur. There's a difference between the Lashon and the Chachma. The Chachma is what was pernicious, some type of danger, whatever it was. We don't know exactly what it was. Like the Meiri said, it represented something antithetical to values of Torah. So it was that content that was the problem, but the language wasn't so problematic. It is interesting, we speak about Arami, that Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky points out, we've mentioned this in the past, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky points out in Parshas Bo in the Emes LeYaakov that the Talmud Yerushalmi was written in Aramaic, right? A different type of Aramaic than the Talmud Bavli, but it was Aramaic. So why was the Talmud Yerushalmi written in Aramaic? It was written, Rabbi Yochanan was the redactor of the Talmud Yerushalmi, so why isn't that written in Lashon HaKodesh? Like the Mishnah. So Rabbi Yaakov develops the idea, I'm not going to review the whole thing again, but if you remember, Rabbi develops the idea that even in the times of Bayis Sheni, they knew that it wasn't going to be eternal. They knew that there was going to be, there was still someone in Galus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to give him a Bayis Sheni, because if we didn't get that injection of Kedusha before the long Galus, we would totally be gone. And we totally never have come back. And that's why we, number one, he says, we kept the days of the months, the Persian months, Nisan, Iyar, Sivan. Right? Those are all not Lashon HaKodesh. Those are Persian months. And that's why it was written in Aramaic. He has a couple of, that's why they didn't bring up the Aron, even though they knew it was buried underneath, because they knew this wasn't the eternal Beis HaMikdash, the five things that were missing. The Gemara says in Yuma, between Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to give them that little strength, that little chizik before the long galus, and that's also why Rabbi Yochanan, he suggests, put it together in Lashon Aramit. Remember, there's still someone in galus, right? They don't have a Bayis Shlishi yet, and therefore they have to remember that. That's regarding Aramit. There is a lot of uniqueness. So we talk about the Lashon of the Chachmas Yevanis, but Lashon Sursi, like Aramit, right, the many Mefarshim talk about in the sugya of Shnayim Mikra Vecha Targum, right? The importance of Targum, the godless of Unculus, that was also given from Sinai, also related obviously to Lashon HaKodesh, more than any other language, in that we know there's Lashon HaRamit in the Torah, as Tosfos quotes the Medrash. Either way, that's a crucial discussion for languages. There's a lot of different languages that are referred to in the Gemara. The Gemara talks about whether the Malachim understand this language. That's another Chazal. They put all these Chazals together to figure out exactly the status of Aramit. But Lashon HaKodesh, which was discussed on the first line, Rebbe says, either speak Lashon HaKodesh or Lashon Yevanis. Lashon HaKodesh, we've spoken also before, about why is it called Lashon HaKodesh? Machlok is Rambam and the Ramban. Why is what we call Hebrew Lashon HaKodesh, the holy language? So the Ramban in Parshas Kisisa quotes the Rambam and argues with him. The Ramban himself says it's called Lashon HaKodesh because HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in Lashon HaKodesh. And he speaks to the Malachim in Lashon HaKodesh. Right, Hashem himself is Mekadesh. V'chein atam etzli. Right, the Ramban is on the pasuk of Shekel HaKodesh, right, by the Machzaz HaShekel. V'chein atam etzli. B'mashar Abosinu Karim Lashon HaTorah, Lashon HaKodesh, Shehu Mipnei, Shedivrei HaTorah, V'hanevuos, V'chol Divrei Kedusha, Kulam B'lashon Hahu Ne'emru. It's Kodesh because Hashem chose that to be the language that he communicates in, and he wrote the Torah in it. V'hine, Hu'al Lashon Shakadosh Baruch Hu Yis'ale Shmo Midaver Bo'im Neviyav, V'imedaso, Anochi V'lo Yilacha, yesterday's Parsha, V'shara Dibros HaTorah V'hanavua, Ubo Nikra B'shmosav HaKadoshim, Kael Elokim Tzvakol Shakai, Yurke Vavke, Hashem HaGadol HaMiuchad, all of those are in Lashon HaKodesh. Ubo bara olamo, Hashem created the world. V'kara shemos shamayim v'aretz v'chol asherbam. U'malacha v'chol tzavav v'chulam v'shemos yikra. Michael, Gavriel, v'lashon ahu. All of them. Ubo kara shemos l'kadoshim Hashem v'aretz. Avram Yisrael Yaakov Shlomo v'zulasam. Interesting, the ones he picks. Avram Yisrael Yaakov Shlomo v'zulasam. He doesn't pick Moshe. Because maybe Moshe, Hashem, minamayim ishisiyu. He doesn't pick Moshe. That was Basia. He doesn't pick David. Right? Why does he go to Shlomo? Okay, interesting. But either way, that's the Ramban, because there's an inherent quality to it that Hashem used. And then he quotes the Rambam, and the Mernavuchim, Al Tachshov Shenikra Lashonenu Lashon HaKodesh L'Ga'avaseinu O L'Ta'useinu. Aval Hu B'din Kizeh Lashon Kadosh Lo Yimsu Bo Shemos La'Ever HaBe'ila B'Zacho B'Nekeva. V'lo L'Tipo U'L'Shesen U'L'Tzoa. Rak B'Kinoi. Says the Rambam, you know why it's called Lashon HaKodesh? Because there are no what we would call dirty words in Lashon HaKodesh. There's no dirty word, right? The Ever HaZachar, right? The Ever HaNekeva. There's no separate word, right? When a husband and a wife are together, Bia, entering in. There's no separate word for that in Lashon HaKodesh. Again, Rachman al-Islan, in modern Ivrit, there might be certain words that are used. That's not Lashon HaKodesh. Right? Lashon HaKodesh, or for when one has to go to the bathroom, Mei Raglayim, right? Water of the feet. Right? There's no separate word, because it's that says the Rambam, that is why it is Lashon HaKodesh. And the Ramban doesn't like that. V'hinein sarach l'tamze, ki adavar barur, shahalashon kodesh kadashim, hukamosha birashti. Interesting hashkafic, taking a step back. Do we make it Kodesh? Or does HaKadosh Baruch Hu make it Kodesh? Right, the Ramban is more HaKadosh Baruch Hu, impute it. While the Rambam is more of, it's how we use it. And there's no, we use it in a Kadosh way, and that's what gives it Kedusha. It might be part of a larger hashkafic discussion between the Rambam and the Ramban. But either way, that is in terms of Lashon HaKodesh. Okay, Vayter, we are on the fourth line. Says the Gemara, V'chachmas Yevanis Mi'asira. Right, is Chachmas Yevanis Aser? We just said it's Aser. Fine, not Lashon, but Chachma. V'yam Rav Yehuda Meshmuel, Rav Yehuda, the Talmud of Rav, the Talmud of Shmuel. Rav Yehuda says in the name of Shmuel, Mishum Rav Shimon Ben Gamliel, Eini Olala Lenafshi Mikol Benos Iri. Right, the Pasuk in Eicha, my eyes, Ola right off, are very upset. Mikol Benos Iri, they're wailing. Elef Yeladim Haibabes Abba, there were 1,000 children. Says Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel in the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel from the base of the Nasi, right? 1,000 children, Chamesh Meos Mehem Lamdu Torah, Chamesh Meos Lamdu Chachma Yevah, Chachmas Yevanis. 500 learned Torah, 500 learned Chachmas Yevanis. V'lo Nishtai Mehem Ela Ani, I'm the only one left, Ela Ani Kan, Uben Achi Abba Ba'asya. So you see, they also learned Chachmas Yevanis. So what is, again, what's the Gemara talking about? All of these Tanoim. Amri, Shiny, Base Rabban Gamliel, Sheikrovim Lamalchus. There's a difference. The Base Rabban Gamliel were different. They were allowed to because they were close to the government. Krovim Lamalchus, and therefore they had to. they had to be able to communicate with the Malchus for the good of Am Yisrael, and therefore they had to be well versed in this Chachmas Yevanis. Bebnei Shehi Krovim LeMalchus, right? The Meiri, again, where he says in that same piece that it is dangerous and pernicious to the Hamon Am, he says, Ukrove Malchus Shelohem, Mitzad Shem Tzrichim Balakam Edvarim B'tachsisei Malcheyem, Shayinim Shachim Achar Chakiris Achachma Ava Harbei, they needed it, V'lo Yu Makarvim Kol Kach, Ela Mishuhu Shalim B'chachmos, V'daitot Tzlula B'chol Advarim. The only people that were allowed to be Karvel Malchus were tremendous Bekiyim and Gdoli Hador, right? They were the ones, the people that had Daitot Slula, so there was no danger by them. And there was no choice, they had to. Huter Lohem Olamda, V'af HaChachamim Ashleimim. And then he says, but even Grey Rabbanim, Shekvar Malu Kresam Basar V'yayin, who have already filled their stomachs with meat and wine, we discussed that a few weeks ago. Right, Basar V'yayin is a metaphor for Shas, Havayis Tavayi V'Rava, right, meaning Torah's Nigle, Ratzolomar HaTorah V'Talmuda, V'Sodos Mitzvoseha, Ein Lecha Chorvim L'Malchus Yosur Mehem, V'Arinomar B'Malachim Yimolchus. So if you have people who were so knowledgeable in Torah, so then they were allowed. U'murta Lohem L'Lamda K'day, but why were they able to be involved in it? K'day L'Hashiv Alehem U'L'Chazek Inyan Adas B'Mas Merim Lo Yamot. Right, to be good for the nation, to function for the nation, and that's why it was allowed. Sheikrovim L'Malchus. Back to the Gemara K'detanya. Where else do we have a similar heter? Hamasaper Kumi. If somebody gets a certain type of non-Jewish haircut, what's Kumi? Rashi Lefanim B'Meitzach. Right, something with the on the forehead. Elsewhere it's described as like a type of mohawk with long hair in the back and cut off on the sides. Hareze midarki ha'emori. Right, that is a non-Jewish practice. Midarki ha'emori. Right, Rashi again says shemisaprim milafneim umisharim blurius meacharehen. They shave the front and they left the back. Or he quotes another pshat l'galech seir shalamalam in ozen. Again, they cut above the ear. Avtomis bar Reuven, hitiru lo l'saper kumi. Avtumas bar Reuven, they allowed to be masaper kumi, b'bnei shehu karav l'malchus, because he was karav l'malchus. Therefore, that's how he had to be in order to be effective as a Jewish representative in the malchus. Shabbos Rav Gamliel, hitiru lohem l'saper b'chachmas yivanis, b'bnei shehu karav l'malchus, as we just described. If you remember the Gemara in this one, we like to make it famous. Famous Gemara in Meseches Me'ilah, Daf Yud Zayin. Remember the story where they made the gzeiras against Bris Milah and against Shabbos and against going to the mikvah, and they had to get an infiltrator in order to be able and go and try to be mevatel gzeira. So who was the infiltrator originally? Before they got later on, they got Reb Yossi and it wasn't Reb Yossi or Shimon Bar Yochai went, but before that, Rabbi Reuven ben Esterobli, the Siper Kumi, v'Halach v'Yashav Imahem. That's exactly the same family. That was Reuven ben Esterobli, according to our Girsa, and this was, Esterobli bar Reuven, right? So it's the same family, if not the same person. He had to be Masaper Kumi in order to try to go be Mavat Lekzeir. And then he got it overturned, and then they got it overturned back. Either way, that's the Gemara and Me'ilah that we're not going to return to right now. We'll see at the end if we have time to go into the story again. But either way, so the Gemara says they were allowed to be Misaper because they were Karvel Malchus. Asks the Kevsef Mishnah. One sec, I don't understand this. Right? How could you jump from allowing Chachmas Yevanis because of Karvel Malchus to Misaper Kumi because of Karvel Malchus? The Rambam quotes this. The Rambam quotes this in Hilchos Avodah Zarah. The Rambam says, Yisrael shu Karvel Malchus, v'tzarech leishev lefnei malcheihem, v'hayelo gnai, we could wear their clothing. And get some type of haircut. Ask the Kesef Mishnah. Chachmas Yevanis is an Issa D'Rabbanan. So you could say, okay, we'll get rid of an Issa D'Rabbanan in order to allow Karvel Malchus. But not following like the non-Jews, that's an Issa D'Raisa. So how do you say, oh, you could get the haircut? Isn't that much more chamor? Right, how could you say that that's allowed because of Karvel Malchus? It's an Issa D'Raisa. Ask the Kesef Mishnah, Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Gimel. And he writes this in the Beis Yosef also, in Yerodea. V'im Tom Arkiv and Shekatsav Rabbeinu. Sheloke Alech Cholechan Me'elu. You're going to get Malchus, it's an Issa D'Raisa. Hecha Yakoch, B'yad Chachamim, Lahatir Issa Torah, Shlakrovi, La Malchus. By Chachmas Yavan is fine. That's an Issa Drabanan. But here it's an Issa Daraisa. How could he be allowed? V'yesh Lomar, he has two answers. Number one, V'yesh Lomar, Mishum Atzalas Yisrael, Hu Nisharu, Pikuach Nefesh. So Karv L'Malchus here really means Pikuach Nefesh. U'kishi Yisraelim Omdim Lefnei HaMalachim, He Matzilan Es Yisrael. Like we had the story in Me'ila. V'hani Tes Yiladim Shayulu David, Nami Atzalas Yisrael Havi, Tavi Mevasim Es Oivim. There's a story in Navi as well. Inami, and this is the much quoted line of the Kesef Mishnah in this sugya. Inami, the Kesef Mishnah uses a line that the Gemara only says twice, but the Rishonim use it and the Achronim use it a number of more times. Shatora lo parta davar. The Torah doesn't say specifically what's included in uvechukusem lo seilechu. Ela amra uvechukusem lo seilechu. Umasra hadavar lechachamim. Vehem rosh ein ligzer ala krovin lamalchus. Masra kasal b'chachamim, which means sometimes the Torah leaves open for the Rabbanan to create the contours of the mitzvah or the Aveira itself. Most of the time, the Torah says it, and then the Rabbanan could add on, the Rabbanan could say what else is included, but the Rabbanan don't usually create the definition of the mitzvah itself. Right? That comes from Moshe Rabbeinu, that comes from Misora. But once in a while, right, the Gemara uses this by Yemalachan Chalamoed and a couple of and the one other place, and the Rishonim use it in other contexts. The Ran uses this, that even if you want to say the other Inuyim are Doraisa on Yom Kippur, right? Masra Kasal Chachamim, what does it mean? V'nisem es nafshos eichem, right? What does that mean? Right, there's different contexts where this is used. But this Kesef Mishnah is a big one. Uvechukusam lo seilechu, and therefore they said that Krovim Lamalchus are not included. So it doesn't really mean hitiru. Hitiru mishum krovel malchus. Really, it means it was never included in the gzeira. That's what one has to say. That's what Rav Elchanan here. Rav Elchanan here quotes that Kesef Mishnah and said the language doesn't fit in so smoothly, but that's how you have to read the Gemara. You have to read the Gemara as it's the last Rav Elchanan here in the Perek. He says, V'dar b'sarachin. So you have to say, right? It means that it was already included, right? And after the Kesef Mishnah came along the Maharik and others that talk about other contexts, one of the big sources in Uvechukusem Lo Seilechu is that Shuva of the Maharik, where he lays down the law, discussion based on Tosas and Avodah Zarah as well, whether what is included in Uvechukusem Lo Seilechu. Anything that smacks of Avodah Zarah for sure is Asur. Anything that is not Sneas for sure is Asur. But what about things that make sense? That's the Maharik. The Maharik there and the Rana Avodah Zarah that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, right? The Ramah quotes in Shulchan Aruch about the white coats. The white coats of the doctors. Right, is the doctor allowed to wear a white coat? The Ramah says, yes, that's not included. The non-Jewish doctors wear it. No, so if something makes sense, and there's a reason for it, says the Ramah in Kuf Ayin Ches, it is allowed. Says the Ramah, But something that makes sense, you wear for a purpose, kagon, shedarkon, shekol mishu rofe mumche, yesh lo malbish miyuchad, shenikar bo shehu rofe uman, you wear a white coat so that everybody knows that you went to medical school and you're a doctor and you're a professional, mutter lolovsho. V'chein sh'osem mishum kavid otam acher mutter, maharik, shorish peches. Right, that's what he quotes from the maharik. Anything that makes sense is not a problem. Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva, you're allowed to wear a suit. Is a suit chukos ha'akam? Rav Moshe says, of course you're allowed to wear a suit. Who says, first of all, a suit is anything more non-Jewish than Jewish? When they came to the New World, everybody started wearing suits, Jews and non-Jews alike. Nothing to do with specifically non-Jewish clothing. And also, says Rav Moshe, it makes sense. It's a nice thing to wear. Nice, neat way to dress. It says, Yaradeya Chelik Aleph Simin Pei Aleph. 1953 is the tshuva. Tavshin Yud Gimel. And it quotes, B'dvar Malbushim, Shevim Medina Zu, Im Yesh Chash Isser Malbushi Nachrim, Ba'aboim Lakan Mi Polin, Im Rashon Lalovshan. If you're coming from Poland, Rav Moshe says, yes, you're allowed to wear it. He goes through the Maharik, and he goes through all the tshuvas and related issues. Okay, obviously that's a huge sugya. V'chukusem Lo Seilechu. This is one of the places where it comes up. Okay, Vayter. Says the Gemara, Lo Yigadol Adam Es HaKelev Ela Im Kain Kashur B'Shal Shalos. You're only allowed to have a dog if it is tied up in chains. Tana Rabbanan. Le'igada Adam, that's the Mishnah. Le'igada Adam is a kalav elam king, kasha b'shal sheles, avam agadal hu ba'ir hasmucha l'sfar. But you're allowed to have the dog if you live in a border city. Because then you could let out the dog, and you could keep your border safe. V'koshro bayom u'matir balayla, tie it up during the day, and at night you can let it roam free to keep the borders safe. Tanya, Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol Omer, Hamagadal Klavim Kemagadal Chazirim. Wow, even stronger Lashon. Not just lock it up, but it's as if your Magadal Klavim is like Magadal Chazirim, L'maynaf Gemina, L'makim Alei Ba'orer. What's the added point of Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol to compare it to Chazirim? To put you in the same category of Arur. Right, we say Arur, the Mishnah said, the Gemara said before, on the bottom of the previous Amun. Arur Ha'ish Yigadal Chazirim. What does that mean? Arur, the Mepharshim say, you're in Chayrim. Right, so if somebody has the klavim, also he would be in a chayrim. Right, if you don't go this far, if you don't say it's chayrim, it's just Shimon Kabetzas here says that you would just get malchus, but you wouldn't be in a chayrim again. Right, it could very well be that Bizman Hazeh, if somebody has dogs that are domesticated, and that's the accepted custom, as long as they're not dangerous, so then it could be different. Again, there are certain dogs, certain types of pit bulls that inherently would probably be called a kelev ra, and might be included in some of these halachas. Amar Rav Yosi Bar Yomi, Amar Rav Nachman, Bavel ki'ir hasmucha l'svar dami, Tirgama ar narda. Rav Nachman says that Babel is like a city next to the border, and he's referring to Nahar Dov. That's where it's good to have a dog. Darish Rav Dustai Dimin Biri Uvanucha Yomar Shuva Hashem Ribavos Alpha Yisrael. Talking about by the traveling in the desert, Shuva Hashem, Hashem returns on the Akavid on Ribavos Alpha Yisrael. Ribavos, Rivava is 10,000. Ribavos is 20,000. Alpha is at least 2. So it's at least 22,000. L'lametcha, shein shechina shora al Yisrael pachos, v'shnei alafim v'shnei rivavos. Right, the shechina is shora, 22,000. Chaser achas, what if it's 22,000 minus 1? That's how many Jews are together. V'yisei ishim u'beris b'neim, and there's one pregnant woman there, she's going to have a baby. V'ru'uyash l'hashlim, and she's about to have the baby. V'navach b'kela v'pila, and a dog comes and scares her and makes her lose her baby and miscarry. V'nimsas egorim l'shchinish at the tzag mi'Yisrael. You see what a dog can do? Causes the woman to lose her pregnancy, and then causes the Shekhinah to be mistalik, because with this one more child, then the Shekhinah would have come. Obviously, we know that you don't need 22,000 for any Shekhinah. There are many Gemaras that talk about Shekhinah, and there's different intensities of Shekhinah. We have this Gemara about 22,000, but we also have the Gemara that says you have 10 people sitting and learning Torah, Shekhinah b'neihem. You have the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Afilo Echad sheyoshev osik b'Torah. Right, even one Hashem is listening. So even one learning, even two learning, even 10 learning. Right, even 22,000 here. Again, there's a 600,000 also has a certain level. Right, the bracha we say Chacham Arazim. Right, when there's 22,000, so there's different levels of Shekhinah. The Medrash that said that the Shekhinah never left the Kotel. Right, even without any Jews there. Right, says also Shekhinah means some type of intensity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence, and there's different levels of intensity putting all these chazals together. Hahi itza, to alas lameifa bahu besa, a certain woman went in to bake in a certain house, she was given permission to go bake. Navach bakalba, a certain dog barked and scared her. Amar lamare, the master says, lo tistavimine, don't worry about him. Shkuli nive, I've already taken out his big teeth. So you have nothing to worry about. Amar le, she says, shkili tivusech v'shadi achizri, take your goodness and throw it in the bushes. Kfar Navlad, it's too late. I already lost it. Meaning sometimes to scare and to be in shock, you know, that itself could cause a person detrimental effects, even if afterwards you say, don't worry about it. Okay, ein person, nishovim liyonim. Right, last line that we had, again, back in the Mishnah, on Ayin Tes Amud Beis, right, after we had these, this section started of Merubah. Right, up until there, we had all Gedeva, Gzeila, Dal, Vehei, and here we have the last Takana. So the last one was, we're not supposed to spread out nets for birds unless we're far away from everyone else, so we don't trap other people's birds. So you have to spread it out. How long did the Mishnah say? How far away? It said Lamed Ris, which is 8,000 Amos. Says the Gemara, Miazli Kule Hai, did the Yonim fly so far? But it's not. The Mishnah says in Baba Basra. That's where the main sugyas are of Harchakas Nizakin, right? The second barak of Baba Basra, all about how, what do I have to do to prevent damage from my friend's property, which is close by. Harchakas Nizakin. So Vatanan, Marchikin Esas Shovach, Minot Yer Chamishim Amma. 50 amas away. That's all you have to go. Not further than that. Amar Abaya, Meshit Shaiti Tuva. They fly further than 50 amos. Kirsayu b'chamishim amamalia. But already 50 amos, their stomachs are full. So that's why, in the context of Baba Basra, all you have to do is 50 amos. But here, you're talking about they're flying, it's even more. Umeisha shloshim ris v'sulav. One second, you're talking about flying. So 30 ris, that's all they fly. Vatanya b'yishav afilu mea milo yifros. Even 100 mil. Rav Yosef Amar b'yishav krumim. That's talking about the yishav krumim, meaning in a place where there are vineyards that it could go from vineyard to vineyard. Then it could go farther because it has a place to rest. Rabba Amar b'yishav shofchin. Or there's a place to rest on the shofchin, on the bird coops themselves. Says the Gemara v'tevek le'mishav shofchin gufayu. Okay, fine. So you're saying they could go farther because they could take a rest on the krumim and on the shofchin, but you have to distance anyway because of the chicken coops themselves. Not only because they're going to use them as a place to rest. Maybe it's talking about a non-Jew's shovach, or hefker shovachs, or his own shovachs. Right? So the second and third fit in. What if the first one? It has to be shown him. Gezel Akim is also usser. We're going to see in the next couple of prakim. Can't steal from a non-Jew either. So what is it? What does this mean? That ibay seima b'de obid kochavim. Right? Says the Rashba. Remember, this isn't really stealing. This isn't stealing. This is a very high standard of you amos and amos away from what you're doing. Do you have to worry about, you know, someone else's birds? So says the Rashba. The Rashba is not here. The Rashba is in Baba Basra, Daf Chav Gimel. The Rashba says, V'yafilu l'manda amar gzelo shel goy asur yoni shovach shayni. T'afilu b'yisrael leka gezel gomor elam b'nei darki shalom. For your brother, we have higher standards. We find this elsewhere. We find this by Ribbis. We find this by Shmitas Ksafim. It's normal behavior to put the nets here. It's just that the Torah demands for a brother, for family, you have to have a higher standard. Right? And that's what's demanded here, because really it's not Gezel. Right? Actual Gezel for sure is Aser. But this isn't Gezel. This is Midas Chasidus. So Midas Chasidus, the Torah does not demand, except when it comes to a fellow Jew. Or the Shin Mukubetsis here says, maybe we're talking about someone who's a Goslin, who doesn't care about anybody's property. Somebody who steals from others. So that could be different, that if they don't care about anybody else's property, so we don't have to care about their property. Right? That's here, the Shin Mukubetsis, at the end of our parak. Okay. Hadronalach Maruba, let's go to the next parak. Parak HaChovel. Parak HaChovel, Rabosa, we've made it to the eighth parak of Maseches Baba Kama. Remember, let's review again. First six prakim, Nizke Mamon, and Adam Hamazik. Seventh parak, Geneva. Ninth and tenth parak, Gizela. Eighth parak, Chovel. The obvious question is, we have alluded to this already, but now let's say it. Right? Why is the seventh, ninth, and tenth parak split? Right, they're all together. You're right, the 7th is about Geneva, and the 9th and 10th is about Gzela, the two Hagozels, Hagozel Eitzim and Hagozel Basra. But why don't you just put them together? Why is Hachovel wounding stuck in the middle? Why is that after Geneva and before Gzela? So two suggestions. First, one in the Rishonim, one in the Achronim. Says the Shita Mukubetzes here, he quotes from Rabbeinu Yehonasan, it's the Shita Mukubetzes in the beginning of Meruba, not here. Back on Daf Samach Beis, says Rabbeinu Yehonasan, Vishonan Achar Ganuv, it talks about a Chovel after Ganuv, Lafi, Shederech Ha'olam, Sha'adam Bahul Al Mamono, Kishenigna Mibenu, V'choshein Arbe B'nei Adam, V'ideach Shad Eibam Udei Makos Upitzoyim. What happens if somebody steals from me, Geneva, I have no idea who did it, so I'm going to go, I'm going to be very angry, I'm going to go and like accuse people and maybe get into fights with people. So that's why it'll lead to Chavala. That's why Chavala is put after Geneva, says the Rabbeinu Yonasan. If you look in the Melech HaShlomo, one of the Mefarshim on Mishnah is here. Melech HaShlomo, that one is here. Melech HaShlomo says, well, maybe because Chavala includes, says the Melech HaShlomo, Ha, de lo ktani perki da gozo samach la perk maruba, da airi bigonev, da damile, mishub da hai perka kule bedine knasos mairi. Right, it's all knasos. Right? All of Chavala, it's paying, we'll see that it's beyond the Nezek. And therefore puts it next to Merubah, which is also about Tashlumei Dalavehei and Kefel, which are also Knasos. And then it gets into Agozel, which is not about Knas, which is more about just the Keren that you are going to pay. That's number one. And then he quotes another, based on Yerushalmi. Okay, a couple of suggestions. The Mefarshim discuss why this is here. Okay, here we go. Hachove Bechadero. If somebody wounds their friend, somebody punches their friend, wounds their friend. If somebody violates chavala, there is an issa daraisa to wound one friend, right? Where's the context? It's an amazing context. Where does it say in the Torah that you're not allowed to punch your friend? It says lo signov, it says lo sigzol, it doesn't say lo tazik, as we have pointed out. Where did it says lo tirtzach. Where does it say not to wound? In the context of Bezdin. It says by Bezdin that the shliach Bezdin is not allowed to even administer one extra lash on the person who is chayav malchus. So even a person who's chayav malchus, there's an iser to hit them extra. Pen Yosef, right? Says an iser daraisa. Generally, one is not going to get malchus for that iser because one's going to pay, right? It's a lav hanitan l'tashlumin that we're going to pay. Nezek tzar ripu sheves boshes, the five payments mentioned in the psukim. If somebody wounds and it's pachas mishave pruta, then the Gemara is going to say that you do get malchus, right? Because then you're not going to pay. But this is the issue of chavala. So hachovel b'chaveru. Here we go. Chayiv alav mishum chamisha dvarim. There are five payments that this parak is going to be a lot about. Right? What are they? Chayiv benezek, damages, bitsa'ar, pain. What pain? If you look in the Rosh here, discusses, the Rosh says, is it the pain of the moment or the payment afterwards? We'll come back to that. Let's just finish. But ripui, doctor's bills, bisheves, pay him for missing work. Uboshes, and paying for the embarrassment. So we're going to talk about each one. Benezek Heitzad, how do you pay, judge and measure Nezek? Simas Eino Katas Yado, somebody Rachmana Lislan, blind somebody, or cuts off his hands, Sheber Es Raglo, breaks his leg, Rowan Oso, Kiluhu Eved Nimkar Bashuk. So you estimate how much he would fetch in the Eved market. Vishamin, kama hayayafe, v'kama hu yafe. How much was he worth before, and how much is he worth now? Now he's worth less. And that difference is the nezek, and that's how much one pays. There's a machlokas between Rashi and the Rush. Well, what type of eved? Rashi here says, second line, kama hayafe, shari yaziko v'psidu mamunzeh, shemaya nitzrach hayamochar atzmo, pe'eved ivri. Rashi says, if he needed, he could sell himself as an eved ivri and make some money. But now he can't. He's going to fetch less money as an Eved Ivri, and therefore, that's why, that's how much one has to pay. So why does Rashi say Eved Ivri? Because he's a Jew. And how much he would sell himself as a Jew? The Rosh here says no, but an Eved Ivri is only a temporary sale. Right? 6 years, Yovel, it's only a temporary sale. Says the Rosh, no. You see how much you would sell as an Eved Kanaani, because that's La'olam Bohem Tavodu. You're right, he's a Jew. But the Rush says you have to judge him on the Eved Kanani market, not on the Eved Ivri market. So Machlokas, Rush and Rashi, which Eved we're talking about. So that's Nezek. Tsa'ar, what about pain? Kva o bishbod o bimasmer. If somebody pains him with a burning something or a nail, what's the point of that? Even if there's no Nezek that's visible. It's just the pain that he goes through. Afilo al siparno, on a fingernail, which is extremely painful. Makom shein osa chabura. Omdin kama adam kayosi bazer rotzalito lias mitzarekach. How much would a person take in order to allow himself to be pained? I'll pay you such and such if you allow me to pain you. How much would he take for that? For that tsar? And that's how much the pain is. So getting back to the Rush. The Rush writes this in full in a tshuva. A tshuva of the Rush. The Rush says in klal kuf aleph. Simin Beis, Vahadi Ibayalacha, Tsar Vachovel, Shemishalim, Imu Tsar de Haka'a Bilvad, O Tsar de Maka Achetisrape. Is it Tsar of the moment, or is it Tsar over the next weeks until he gets better? So the Rush says, obviously it's terrible, he's an Avarian for doing this, but he says he discussed this with Rabbi Shimshon. Nasav Anatan Rabbi Shimshon, Vekasav Rabbi Shimshon quotes Rabbeinu Yitzchak that it's only the Tsar of Shas Chavala. And not the tsar of what happens afterwards, and he brings a raya. So the Rosh says, I don't like the raya, but I agree. I agree. He says, I agree with it because the rest would be called grumma. We mentioned grumma ben izakin. It's still usser. It's usser. Grumma might be included in the isra of hezek, you just don't pay. V'yata yirah lomar, sh'av obishu Rabbeinu Shimon dochad rayas Rabbeinu Yitzchak, mikol makom svarash Rabbeinu Yitzchak ha'isanota lomar kein, says the Rush. Mishum detzar debasar hachi dummy legrama benezikin. That's what he suggests, and he has there kuf alef beis, and therefore the tsar is limited to that moment. Okay, we'll get to a lot more, Be'ez Hashem, through the parak of these principles. Ripui, hiko chav l'raposot. Ripui, you have to pay for the medical bills. All about tzvachiv, if he develops some type of sores, im machmas hamaka chayiv. If the sores are because of the maka, then he's chayiv, because that's part of the medical bills. Shalom machmas hamaka pater. If it's not because of the maka, then it's not because of him and he's pater. Chayis of an istra, chayis of an istra. If it gets partially better, but then it gets crops up again, chayav raposo. Anything connected to the original choli, he's chayav for. Chaysa kol tzarcha in a chayav raposo. But if it got totally better, so then any later sickness would not be connected to this chavala. Sheves, roan osoki, luhu shomer kishuin. Sheves, the work that he is out, you don't go by what he does normally, because you already took care of that when you paid for Nezek. You already paid for the difference that he doesn't have his hand or his eye anymore. So you just give him what the at work that he would have missed for the lowest level paying job. Somebody who's watching a field of cucumbers. Kilu shomer kishuin, shekvar nasan lo d'me yodav d'me raglo. You already paid for the value of his hand or foot. Boshes, hakolafiyam avayish vamizvayish. Boshes, it depends on the embarrasser and the embarrassed. Right? Different type. Rashi says, Adam kalsha biyesh boshta maruba. Vamizvayish. Adam chashiv shenizvayish boshta maruba. Depending who you are, will depend on the embarrassment. And Bezin will have to figure it out. Bezin will have to figure it out. Period. Says the Gemara now, Amai. Famous discussion. This discussion will go on for a whole blot. That's at the beginning of the next year. We'll talk more about, from the last cycle, we'll talk more about the concept of Ayin Tachas Ayin, the important language of the Rambam, in beginning of Hilchos Chovel, the Eben Ezra and Mishpatim. Big discussion of this. Because this is a classic Ayin Tachas Ayin, Machlokes, the Torah, the Hammurabi Code, and other religions. So Amai says the Gemara, Ayin Tachas Ayin Amar Rachmana, Ema Ayin Mamish. Right? Maybe it says Ayin Tachas Ayin. Who says that it means payment? Maybe it should be the actual eye. Eye for an eye. Shein Tachas Shein, right? Maybe it means actual. So the Gemara has 9 suggestions. How do you know that Ayin Tachas Ayin is not literal? It's unbelievable that the Torah struggles so hard. Ultimately, it's the Mesorah. It's the Mesorah, the Maariv Chayis here says. We have a Mesorah from this from Moshe Rabbeinu. We try to find a smach to it from a pasuk. But we should never think that, anybody ever thought that it should be literal. But that's the Gemara's question here. You might think that you take it literally. You compare Adam and Behema, Maka Behema l'tashlumin. Just like hitting a Behema always is payment. So too, Chovel, a person is always tashlumin. I mean, if you want, there's another source. Hari Omer, lo sichul kofer, lo nefesh motzayach, asher hu rasha lamus. End quote. Don't take payment for a murderer that is a rasha to die. Lo nefesh motzayach, yet alokei kofer. For a murderer, you don't take payment instead. Aval atalokei kofer, the rasha yivarim, shein chozrin. But you take payment for limbs that aren't going to come back. So, hey, Maka. That's the limud. So the limud is comparing maka adam to maka behema. Which maka are we talking about? Which words? If you look in Vayikra, Chavdalet, I think it's the end of Emor. So the Gemara has a couple of psukim there, all talking about adam and behema. So the Gemara wants to know, which words there are we comparing? Hey maka. Ilema maka behema yishalmenu maka adam yumas. Hahu biktalaksiv. That's talking about murder. That can't be the parallel, the comparison between Chovel and Maka Behema. Elamehacha, it's the following. Maka Nefesh Behema Yishalmena Nefesh Tachas Nefesh. Right, if you hit a animal, Nefesh Tachas Nefesh, which obviously is not literal, V'samechle V'ishki Yitein Mum Ba'amiso Kasher Asa Ken Yosalo. Chovel, right next to it, says the Gemara, Haila Maku. It doesn't say the word Maka though there. If you're having a Gzir Shava, Maka, Hako hako kamrina. It's enough, the context. It's about hitting. You know, you're right, the word is not the same word, but the context is hitting. That's good enough. Yitein mum is good enough. Ma hako hamura bebehema latashlumin. Af hako hamura beadam latashlumin. Right, it's good enough. Says the Gemara, v'hoksev v'ishkiyake kol nefesh adam mos yumas. But doesn't that, it says most yuma, so doesn't that mean that that aver should die? Like ayin tach hazayin? No b'mamon. No, it means money. How do you know? Lo saga daitach. No, I just explained it, says the Gemara. Chad da iskish lamake behema yishalmena. V'od tziv basrei kashe yitin mum ba'adam ken yinasein bo v'shma mina mamon. So, the Gemara again struggles, interestingly, over the next daf, to find a source, but ultimately, it is going to be a Mesora. Umayin nafshach lomar, what does it mean in nafshach lomar, that you need a second source in the Braisa? Why the Braisa quote two sources? Su kakash latana, because of the following problem. My chazas sialfis mimaka behema, leilif mimaka adam. Why do you compare it to maka behema, that it should be payment? Maybe you should compare it to maka adam, murder, that you should actually cut off the limb. So the Gemara says, Amri, done in Nezikin, min Nezikin, vein done in Nezikin, mimisa. Compare damage, property, and damage of body, and not, don't compare damage to murder. So the Gemara, Adarava, done in Adamei Adam, vein done in Adamei Behema. Maybe you should stay within a person. Hayinu Dektani, that's why we needed a second Makar. Im Nafshach Lomar, Harei Yomer, Lo Sikha Kofa, the Nefesh Roseach, Asher Hu Rasha Lamus, Kimos Yumas. The Pasuk tells us there, in the end of Sefer Bamidbar, Lanevesh Rotseach, Iatalokea Kofer, Avatalokea Kofer, the Rashi Yavarim, Shinim Chosrin, period. So the Gemara says, that's why you have two psukim. Says the Gemara, this last pasuk is already used up though. Vahai lo sikh lukofer, Lanevesh Rotseach, Lemuti Rashi Yavarim Udasa. That's the cut, that Mushi Rashi Yavarim Udasa is to exclude that you don't cut them. Haimi Boyle, to Amarachmano, Losevet Beitarti, Lotishka Mini Mako Mamo Vetikdele. Isn't that pasuk teaching me, if you're killing him, don't take payment from him also? Isn't that what the pasuk's teaching me? The Gemara says, hi, we know that already. That's Kimway. Michdei Rishaso Nafka. Rishachas Adam Achayve, Vietam Achayve, Mishim Shdei Rishoyo. So you already know Kimway. You know it from Kimway, so you don't need that pasuk. So the Gemara says, Viakadimi Boile. No, you still need it for the following. Dekama Rachmano, Lotishko Mamon of Tiftere. Don't take money instead of murdering him, which is a separate Losa Se Daraisa. The Rambam and the Chinuch count. Don't take payment instead of Galus. Don't take payment instead of Misa. So Gemara says, Im Kain, lift up Rachmano, Losichu Kofar Lasheru Rasha Lamus. Lenefesh Rotseach Lamali. What do you have that extra Lashon? Shma Mina. Lenefesh Rotseach, Yetalokea Kofar, Avalatalokea Kofar, Lerashi Yvarim, Shinim Chosrim. Fine. Last line. Chimiacha Dechsev Losichu Kofar, Maka Maka Lamali. If you have the second Pasik, you explain why the first Pasik isn't good enough. You have the second Pasik. So why can't you just have the second Pasik? So Gemara says, Amri, Ime Hai, Hava Amina. I might have thought there's a choice. Iboy eino nesiv, iboy demei eino nesiv. He can give his eye if he wants to. Kamash malan, mi behema. Ma maka behema litash lumin, af maka adam litash lumin. So that's the makar. Again, that is all though makar number one, really. How do you know ayin takalayin is not literal? There's going to be a second makar coming up, and then again, the Rambam in the beginning of the Chovah that talks about that really the payment is in lieu of the limb. It's as if the Torah writes it this way for a reason. Even if it doesn't mean it, for some reason the Torah writes it, Ayat HaKazayin, which we have to talk about, and all the other makaras coming up. Okay, so we'll stop here, and again, I'm going to be traveling this week back to Eretz Yisrael, so for the next week, it'll be up from the last cycle, and we'll pick up next week, next Monday, Be'ez Hashem, from Beit Shemesh. Okay, we will stop here.